Can you believe how big Annie's house is? It's amazing. She's got so much cool stuff and we've got nothing.
Sounds like you've got a case of the jealousy blues. It's much better to learn to be content. My name is Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. Thanks for joining me today. Do you wish that you had more of the stuff other people have? You know, better toys, more video games, or a bigger TV? When you compare what you have to someone who has more, you're bound to become jealous and resentful. And that's no fun. Instead, learn to be content with what God has given you. Like it says in Hebrews 13:5, keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have. And now our story. It's entitled, A Case of Jealousy. Annie's house is huge. Did you see her bedroom? Rain asked her sister when they got home after visiting their new friend. What about her basement? Lily said. They had a huge TV with tons of movies and video games. That yard was awesome too, Rain said. I'm so jealous of their pool. I wish we had a house that cool, said Lily. I wouldn't ever want to leave. Rain nodded and sighed as she looked around their small living room. Their TV wasn't even a quarter the size of the one in Annie's basement. It's not fair. Lily made a face. We don't even get our own bedrooms. Their mom came into the room and gave them a quizzical look. You two don't look too happy. Didn't you have a good time at Annie's? It was great. Rain slouched on the couch. Lily sighed. But now we're back to reality. Mom lifted a brow. What does that mean? Our house isn't as nice as Annie's. We don't have anything fun to do here, Lily said. Nothing, Rain agreed. Mom shook her head. This morning you two couldn't get enough of the tire swing in the backyard. You have plenty to do here. You just have a case of jealousy, which can be a real downer. Rain straightened up on the couch. The Bible tells us not to be jealous. Mom nodded. It's often easy for us to think we'd be happier with what someone else has, when in reality, jealousy hurts our relationships and makes us forget how much we do have. The Bible warns us against jealousy because God knows the things we own will never satisfy us. There's only one way to have true joy and contentment. Do you know what it is? Is it Jesus? Asked Lily. Yes, said Mom. When we look to Him for joy and satisfaction and are thankful for the things He's given us, even though they may be different from what someone else has, we can be content in any situation. The things we own are temporary, but the love, joy, and peace we have in Jesus last forever. Rain looked at her sister. Come on, she said. Let's go play in the backyard. Lily grinned. Maybe Annie can come try out our tire swing. But what about you? Are you jealous of someone? Do you wish you had something they have? If you know Jesus, you already have the only thing that can make you truly content, eternal life with Him. Material things are nice, and we should be thankful for what God has given us, but lasting blessings are only found in Jesus. When we look to Him for joy instead of looking at what others have, we can feel content instead of jealous. Our key verse is Hebrews 13:5.
Keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have, because God has said, never will I leave you.
And our key thought, be content, not jealous. This December, I'm celebrating Advent with a brand new podcast called Countdown to Christmas with Zach. I'll have a story for you every day and then talk about it with kids your age. It's a great way to stay connected to Jesus through the busy holiday and discover more about why He came to earth. So ask your mom or dad to search for Countdown to Christmas with Zach on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.